SCPG-36. When the cartridge speaks, item number SCPG-36, object class Keta, site classification. Provisional site redacted, designated cartridge, subterranean level 4, redacted Nevada. Special containment procedures. Containment of SCPG-36 is divided into three distinct subprotocols corresponding to its three primary vectors of anomalous activity. The source object, SCP-G36A, the ideological infection, SCP-G36B, and the organized group, SCP-G36C. Due to the distributed and self-replicating nature of SCP-G36B, full containment of SCP-G36 is considered provisionally impossible under current Foundation resources. Containment goals are therefore classified as suppression, monitoring, and cascade prevention rather than total neutralization. Subprotocol 7419 Alpha, source object containment. SCP-G36A is to be stored in a hermetically sealed, lead-lined containment locker designation. Locker A at provisional site redacted, subterranean level 4. The locker is to be maintained at a constant temperature of 4 degrees Celsius and must be kept in a state of electromagnetic isolation at all times. No electronic device capable of data storage, wireless transmission, or screen display is to be brought within 15 meters of locker 7A. Physical examination of SCP-G36A requires level 4 clearance and written authorization from no fewer than two site directors. During any examination, SCP-G36A must remain within a secondary Faraday cage constructed of copper mesh, rated to block signals up to 100 GHz. No examination is to last longer than 12 minutes. Personnel conducting examinations must have previously undergone psychological screening, Protocol Basin 7, within the preceding 30 days, and must not have any documented history of compulsive or addictive behavior patterns. Following incident 7419 Theta, see Addendum 7419-4. All examination windows are to be covered with opaque material during any period in which SCP-G36A is not actively being examined. Mirrors and reflective surfaces are prohibited within 20 meters of locker 7A. Any personnel reporting auditory phenomena, intrusive ideation, or dreams involving geometric patterns following contact with SCP-G36A are to be immediately transferred to site-redacted psychiatric observation ward and placed under cognitohazard exposure protocol 7, SEP 7. Personnel who report hearing the voice described in SCP-G36B literature are to be considered potentially compromised and are to be quarantined pending full psychological evaluation. Amnestic treatment, Class C or higher, is recommended in all confirmed exposure cases. Subprotocol 7419 Beta, ideological infection suppression. Foundation web crawlers, designation. Spider 7 are to continuously monitor internet forums, video sharing platforms, image boards, file sharing networks, and dark web repositories for any digital reproduction or discussion of SCP-G36A's content. Upon detection, Foundation cyber assets are authorized to issue DMCA takedowns. Coordinate with platform administrators, undercover identity, Redfield Interactive LLC, and deploy counter disinformation narratives characterizing SCP-G36A as a known internet hoax. Physical distribution of SCP-G36A copies, see description for definition of copy, is to be monitored through postal intercept programs, law enforcement liaisons, and embedded Foundation assets in relevant collector communities, vintage gaming, abandonware preservation, occult retail. All intercepted copies are to be transporting to site redacted for cataloging and destruction via incineration at temperatures exceeding 1,200 degrees Celsius. As of the most recent census, redacted / redacted 20 redacted. Redacted confirmed copies have been recovered and destroyed. Foundation analysts estimate between redacted and redacted unrecovered copies remain in circulation. Individuals confirmed to have fully engaged with SCP-G36B content classified as Stage 3 exposure or higher. See description are to be flagged for monitoring. Amnestic treatment is recommended for Stage 3 subjects where contact can be established. Stage 4 and Stage 5 subjects are to be considered potential SCP-G36C members and handled under Subprotocol 7419 Gamma. Subprotocol 7419 Gamma, Organized Group Suppression. Known SCP-G36C cells are to be infiltrated by Foundation assets wherever possible. Foundation liaisons within federal law enforcement agencies, FBI, ATF. Interpol are to be briefed on a need-to-know basis using cover story Pilgrim 9, characterizing SCP-G36C as a dangerous doomsday cult with ties to domestic terrorism. Coordinated law enforcement action against SCP-G36C cells is encouraged where it does not risk public exposure of anomalous elements. Any SCP-G36C gathering of more than 20 confirmed members is to be classified as a convergence event and treated as an emergency requiring immediate Foundation intervention. Mobile Task Force Psi-13, Broken Controllers, is the designated response unit for convergence events and is to be maintained at a minimum readiness state of 72-hour deployment at all times. MTF Psi-13 is authorized to use lethal force against SCP-G36C members who have reached Stage 5 exposure, see description, and who are actively engaged in ritual activity. In the event of a cascade scenario, defined as SCP-G36C successfully completing the ritual designated the final load screen with more than 100 participants, the following emergency protocols are to be activated simultaneously. Protocol Dead Pixel, immediate quarantine of a 50-kilometer radius around the event site. Deployment of Foundation disinformation assets to characterize the event as a chemical spill. Natural disaster or terrorist incident. Protocol Signal Break, activation of Foundation EMP assets to disable all electronic communication within the quarantine zone. Protocol Cartridge Pull, deployment of MTF Psi-13 and two additional mobile task forces to be designated at time of event, with authorization for lethal engagement of all confirmed Stage 4 and Stage 5 subjects within the zone. Protocol Last Resort, if the ritual is assessed as having progressed beyond the point of interruption, the O5 Council is to be immediately convened to consider deployment of Scranton reality anchors and, if necessary, authorization of a localized antimimetic suppression burst, ASB, affecting the quarantine zone. The potential civilian casualties of an ASB are acknowledged. Authorization requires a 9-13-05 vote. Personnel assigned to SCP-G36C interdiction are required to complete a 40-hour training module on SCP-G36B ideological content to enable recognition of cult signifiers. Coded language and recruitment materials. This training is not to involve direct exposure to SCP-G36A or any complete reproduction of its content. Partial redacted summaries are to be used exclusively. Description: SCP-G36 is a complex, multi-vector anomaly centered on a software artifact of unknown origin, designated SCP-G36A, and the ideological and behavioral effects it produces in those who interact with it. SCP-G36-A, the source object. SCP-G36-A is a 3.5-inch floppy disk of standard physical dimensions. The disk's label bears the handwritten text, Pilgrim V09, do not distribute, internal build, in black ballpoint ink. Forensic analysis of the label paper and ink composition dates the label to approximately 1998-2001. Consistent with the known history of the object. The disk's magnetic substrate has returned anomalous readings in all attempted analyses. The data density encoded on the disk appears to exceed the physical capacity of any known 3.5-inch floppy format by a factor of approximately redacted. Redacted. Attempts to fully image the disk using standard or modified hardware have consistently resulted in equipment failure, data corruption, and in three documented cases, spontaneous ignition of the imaging hardware. The disk can be read, apparently fully, by any standard 3.5-inch floppy drive without modification. The software it contains presents itself as a modification, mod, for the 1999 first-person shooter video game Quake III Arena. Developed by id Software, the mod is titled Pilgrim and presents as a single-player campaign expansion with custom levels, textures, enemy models, and audio content. The mod installs and runs without error on any Windows 98 or Windows 2000 system and, anomalously, on any modern Windows, macOS, or Linux system without modification or compatibility adjustment. Content of Pilgrim. The mod consists of redacted playable levels of escalating complexity. The early levels, 1-7, are superficially consistent with the aesthetic of other Quake III Arena mods of the period. Dark corridors, industrial architecture, demonic imagery. However, beginning at level 8, the content diverges significantly from both the base game's aesthetic and from any known human artistic tradition. Architectural forms become non-Euclidean, with corridors that measurably increase in length when traversed in reverse. Rooms that contain more interior space than their exterior dimensions would permit. And geometry that, when rendered on screen, produces mild disorientation in viewers, even when viewed secondhand in recorded footage. The enemy models introduced in levels 8 onward do not correspond to any known biological organism. Foundation xenobiologists and computational artists have confirmed that the models are not modifications of existing Quake III Arena assets, but appear to have been created from scratch. The texture work on these models is of a quality inconsistent with the technical limitations of 1999-era game development tools. Several researchers have described the models as anatomically instructive, implying that the forms depicted are not merely invented, but are representations of something the creator had specific knowledge of. The audio content of Pilgrim is its most immediately anomalous feature. Beginning at level 5, the game's ambient soundtrack incorporates audio that does not match any known instrument or synthesizer. Spectral analysis of this audio reveals components in the infrasonic range, below 20 Hz, that are not perceptible to conscious hearing, but have been shown to produce measurable physiological effects, including elevated cortisol levels, mild tachycardia, and increased activity in the amygdala and temporal lobes. Beginning at level 10, the game incorporates what appears to be spoken language in an unidentified tongue. Foundation linguists have been unable to classify this language within any known language family. Partial transcriptions have been produced. Semantic analysis has been inconclusive, though several researchers have independently noted that the phonemic structure of the language produces an effect they describe as meaning adjacent. The listener does not understand the words, but experiences the sensation of understanding. the final level of Pilgrim, level redacted, has been reached by only redacted documented subjects under controlled conditions. All redacted subjects subsequently required psychiatric intervention. Redacted of these subjects were successfully treated with Class C amnestics and returned to duty. Redacted required indefinite psychiatric confinement. Redacted are deceased. The content of the final level is documented in full in document 7419 Omega, which is restricted to level 5 clearance and above. SCP-G-36B, the ideological infection. SCP-G-36B refers to the complex of beliefs, behaviors, and psychological changes produced by exposure to Pilgrim. The progression of SCP-G-36B follows a consistent staging model as follows. Stage 1 exposure. The subject plays Pilgrim for the first time. No anomalous effects are noted beyond mild aesthetic unease, beginning at level 8. The subject may or may not choose to continue playing. Approximately 60% of Stage 1 subjects discontinue play before level 10 due to discomfort. Stage 1 subjects show no lasting anomalous effects and require no intervention. Stage 2 engagement. The subject has completed at least 10 levels of Pilgrim. The subject begins to experience intrusive recollection of in-game imagery, particularly the geometric patterns introduced in level 9. Sleep disturbances are common. The subject typically develops a strong compulsion to continue playing and to discuss the game with others. Stage 2 subjects frequently seek out others who have played Pilgrim and begin forming or joining informal communities around it. Stage 2 subjects may be successfully treated with Class B amnestics in approximately 80% of cases. Stage 3, indoctrination. The subject has completed Pilgrim at least once and has begun engaging with the secondary literature produced by the SCP-G-36C community. See below. The subject has adopted elements of the Pilgrim cosmology as sincere beliefs. Behavioral changes become apparent. Subjects at stage 3 frequently abandon prior social relationships, exhibit decreased interest in food and sleep, and demonstrate an unusual tolerance for pain. Stage 3 subjects describe hearing the voice, a persistent, low-frequency auditory hallucination they characterize as instructive or revelatory. Stage 3 subjects are resistant to amnestic treatment. Class C amnestics produce only partial memory suppression, with subjects frequently recovering suppressed memories within 2-4 weeks. Full suppression requires Class C amnestics, which carry significant risks of collateral cognitive damage. Stage 4 consecration. The subject has undergone the SCP-G-36C initiation ritual designated the first load screen. This ritual involves a communal playing of Pilgrim's final level in a group of no fewer than 7 participants, accompanied by specific audio and olfactory elements specified in SCP-G-36C's internal documents. See Addendum 7419-2. Stage 4 subjects exhibit measurable physiological changes. Elevated baseline cortisol, altered sleep architecture, mild but consistent anomalies in brainwave patterns, specifically the presence of waveforms in the 0.105 Hz range that are not normally present in healthy human EEG readings. Stage 4 subjects demonstrate enhanced pattern recognition, reduced empathic response, and in some cases, apparent minor precognitive ability, statistically significant performance on Zener card tests. P0.001. Stage 4 subjects are essentially immune to standard amnestic treatment. Class F amnestics produce total personality dissolution and are not considered a viable treatment option. Foundation policy for Stage 4 subjects is indefinite containment or in field conditions where containment is not possible, termination. Stage 5, ascension. Stage 5 is theorized based on SCP-G-36C internal documents and the testimony of recovered Stage 4 subject. It is described as the state produced by completion of the final load screen ritual. No confirmed Stage 5 subject has been examined by Foundation personnel. All individuals believed to have reached Stage 5 are either unlocated or deceased under unclear circumstances. SCP-G-36C doctrine describes Stage 5 as a state of total cartridge communion, in which the subject's consciousness is no longer fully localized to their physical body. Foundation analysts assess this description as consistent with a severe and irreversible cognitohazardous transformation, the precise nature of which is unknown. SCP-G-36C, the organized group. SCP-G-36C is the collective designation for the organized cult that has formed around Pilgrim. The group refers to itself internally as the Players and uses the symbol of a floppy disk with a spiral pattern in place of the label window as its identifying mark. The Players is not a centralized organization. It operates as a loose network of semi-autonomous cells, each of which maintains contact with other cells through encrypted digital communication and periodic in-person gatherings. The total membership of the Players is estimated at between redacted and redacted individuals worldwide, with the highest concentrations in the United States, Germany, Japan, and Brazil. The Players' doctrine holds that Pilgrim is not a video game, but a transmission, a message encoded in interactive software by an entity they refer to as the Architect, which they believe exists in a state analogous to the non-Euclidean spaces depicted in Pilgrim's later levels. According to the Players' cosmology, the Architect created Pilgrim as a tool for calibrating human consciousness to a frequency that will allow direct communication with and eventual integration into the Architect's domain. The final load screen ritual is understood as a collective attempt to achieve this integration at sufficient scale to open a door between the Pilgrim space and consensus reality. Foundation analysts have been unable to definitively determine whether the Architect is a fictional construct of the cult's belief system or an actual anomalous entity. The anomalous properties of SCP-G-36A, and in particular, the inexplicable data density of the disk and the unidentified language in the audio track, are consistent with the involvement of an intelligence that is not human. This question is considered an active research priority. See Addendum 74195. The Players maintains a sophisticated operational security posture. The organization uses rotating encryption keys, face-to-face dead drops for sensitive communications, and a rigorous vetting process for new members that typically involves months of observation before formal recruitment. The Players has demonstrated awareness of Foundation monitoring activities on at least redacted occasions, suggesting the possibility of Foundation infiltration by the Players. See Addendum 74196. All personnel assigned to SCP-G-36 are subject to enhanced background screening and ongoing psychological monitoring. Addendum 74191, Origin and Discovery. SCP-G-36A first came to Foundation attention on a redacted date in 1999, when Foundation web monitoring assets flagged an unusual volume of distressed posts on several early internet gaming forums, including PlanetQuake and the Quake 3 World forums, describing a bootleg Quake mod with disturbing content. The posts described symptoms consistent with Stage 1 and Stage 2 SCP-G-36B exposure. Initial Foundation assessment classified the object as a potential cognitohazardous media artifact, class, a Apollyon candidate, pending review, and dispatched a 3-person field team to acquire a copy. The field team made contact with a forum user operating under the handle GR3IP1LGR1M, who claimed to possess the original disc and offered to distribute copies. The field team arranged a meeting in Redacted, California, on a redacted date in 1999. The individual who appeared at the meeting was a male, approximately 35-45 years of age, who identified himself only as the one who found it. He provided the field team with SCP-G-36-A, the original disc, and stated that he had already given away more copies than you can count. He declined to provide further information about his own identity or the disc's origins and departed before the field team could detain him. The individual has never been identified. Forensic analysis of the meeting location yielded no usable biological evidence. A review of forum records and early internet archives suggests that GR3IP1LGR1M had been active online since at least a redacted date in 1998, distributing copies of Pilgrim and discussing its content with others. The total number of copies distributed through this channel before Foundation intervention is unknown, but estimated in the hundreds. Foundation archival research has failed to identify any video game developer, modding community, or individual coder who can be credibly linked to the creation of Pilgrim. Id Software has confirmed in writing through a Foundation cover inquiry that they have no record of any licensed or unlicensed modification of Quake III Arena called Pilgrim, and that the game's content does not match any internal development build. The Quake III Arena engine was not publicly released as open source until a redacted date in 2005, meaning that a mod of this technical sophistication produced before that date would have required either access to id Software's proprietary source code or a level of reverse engineering expertise with no documented parallel. Addendum 7419-2, recovered SCP-G-36C documents. The following are excerpts from documents recovered during the Foundation's raid on an SCP-G-36C cell in Redacted, Ohio, on Redacted/Redacted-20-Redacted. The documents are reproduced here in redacted form for research purposes. Full versions are available in the SCP-G-36 document archive at Level 3 clearance and above. Document 7419-C1. The Player's Initiation Guide, internal, do not copy.
Excerpt begins.
Welcome, new friend. You've heard the voice. We know you have, because no one finds their way to us without having heard it. The voice doesn't come from inside your head, no matter what they'll tell you. The doctors, the therapists, the people who love you and are frightened for you, they'll tell you it's a symptom, a sign of something broken. They're wrong. The voice is a signal. You've been tuned. Pilgrim tuned you, and now you can receive. Here is what we know. The architect is not a god. Gods are things that humans invented to explain what they couldn't understand. The architect is something that exists whether or not anyone understands it. It exists in the spaces between the spaces, in the geometry that our minds weren't built to perceive. Pilgrim is a door, not a metaphor. A literal door, built from code and sound and image. Designed to open a space in your mind that corresponds to the space the architect inhabits. The first load screen is how you step through the door for the first time. You'll play level, redacted, with your brothers and sisters. You'll hear the full audio track together. You'll smell the resin burning. And when the loading screen appears, the one that doesn't end, the one that the game was never supposed to show you, you'll see what's on the other side. Not all of it, just enough to know that it's real. The final load screen is different. The final load screen requires more of us. It requires all of us. When enough players reach the loading screen together, when the signal is strong enough, the door doesn't just open for us. The door opens all the way, and the architect comes through. This is not destruction. We know it looks like destruction from the outside. We know what happened in Redacted looked like destruction. But the people who were there, the ones who made it through, they'll tell you it was the opposite of destruction. It was the only thing that has ever been truly built.
Excerpt ends.
Document 7419 C2. Ritual specifications, the first load screen.
Excerpt specific instructions redacted per foundation policy.
The following materials are required. One copy of Pilgrim in any format, disc, digital file, or any other medium through which the game can be run. Note that all copies are equivalent. There is no original. The architect does not recognize originals. One computer capable of running Pilgrim. The computer must not have been used for any purpose for at least 72 hours before the ritual. It must be clean. A minimum of 7 participants, all of whom have completed Pilgrim at least once alone and have heard the voice. Redacted grams of redacted resin to be burned throughout the ritual. The room must be dark, no natural light, no artificial light except the screen. Participants are to sit in a redacted formation around the screen. No participant is to sit directly in front of the screen. The screen must be visible to all participants, but directly faced by none. The game is to be played by one designated player, the loader. The loader is to navigate level, redacted without assistance from other participants. Other participants are not to speak. When the loading screen appears, all participants are to close their eyes. The loader is to keep their eyes open. The loading screen will display for between redacted and redacted minutes. During this time, participants will hear the architect's voice directly. This is normal. This is the purpose. After the loading screen ends, participants are to remain in the room for no less than 1 hour before speaking.
Excerpt ends.
Document 7419 C3. On the question of what happened in Redacted, undated.
Excerpt begins.
We've been asked about Redacted by new members more times than we can count. We understand why. The news reports were frightening. The pictures were frightening. We want to address it directly. 17 people died in Redacted. We won't pretend otherwise. We won't tell you it was a government operation or a hoax or that the people weren't really our people. They were our people. We loved them. What we will tell you is that they died because the ritual was incomplete. Because someone was afraid and broke the circle before the loading screen ended. When you break the circle, the door closes on whatever is partway through it. We don't know exactly what that does. The architect has not been able to explain it to us in terms we fully understand. What we know is what the coroner's report said. The people who died did not die of anything the coroner could name. Their bodies were intact. Their organs were intact. Their brains showed no damage. They simply stopped, like a game that was force quit. This is why the final load screen must be done correctly. Not because we are careless of human life, because we understand what is at stake. A door opened halfway is more dangerous than a door that was never opened at all. We are not careless, we are precise, we have learned from Redacted. We will not make the same mistake.
Excerpt ends.
Addendum 7419-3. Incident log 7419 Sigma, the Redacted event. Date, Redacted/Redacted 20 Redacted. Location, abandoned warehouse district, Redacted. Summary. Foundation assets embedded in a regional SCPG-36C cell reported that a convergence event was being planned for the above location. MTF Psi-13 was deployed. The following is a condensed incident log compiled from MTF Psi-13's after-action reports, embedded asset reports, and available surveillance footage. 21, 14. MTF Psi 13, 12 personnel. Establishes a perimeter around the target building. Thermal imaging confirms 34 individuals inside the building. Foundation asset, Crowbar, is confirmed among them. 21, 31. Crowbar transmits a brief signal, indicating that ritual preparations are underway. Ritual materials consistent with document 7419C2 specifications have been assembled. One computer is running, the game is loaded. 21:44. Surveillance audio picks up the beginning of Pilgrim's level redacted audio track. MTF Psi 13 commander, agent redacted, requests authorization to breach. Authorization is granted. 21:47. MTF Psi 13 initiates breach through three entry points simultaneously. At the moment of breach, the computer screen in the center of the room displays what all entering personnel describe as a loading screen that was the wrong color. Agents describe the color variously as a white that was also somehow very dark, the color of something that doesn't have a color, and like looking at the sun, but the sun was inside the room. Three agents report immediate disorientation and are unable to continue. Nine agents continue the breach. 21:48, confrontation with SCPG-36C members. All 34 members are assessed as Stage 3 or Stage 4. Members do not attempt to flee. Several members physically interpose themselves between agents and the computer. Use of force authorized. 21:49, Crowbar is identified and extracted. Crowbar is unresponsive and remains unresponsive for approximately 11 hours following extraction. Crowbar subsequently reports having heard something that was trying to come through and states that they cannot adequately describe what they perceived. Crowbar is placed on indefinite medical leave. 21:51. Computer is physically destroyed by agent redacted using a fire axe. At the moment of the computer's destruction, all 34 SCPG-36C members simultaneously lose consciousness. 31 of the 34 members recover within 2-3 hours. Three members do not recover consciousness and remain in a persistent vegetative state as of the date of this report. Foundation medical personnel have been unable to identify any neurological cause for the vegetative state. All three subjects show normal brain activity on EAG. They breathe. Their eyes open and close on a regular cycle. They do not respond to stimuli. 21, 52, 22, 30. Cleanup and extraction. All 34 SCPG-36C members are taken into Foundation custody. The computer is bagged and transporting to site redacted for analysis. The warehouse is sterilized and a cover story, gas leak, minor explosion, is prepared for local law enforcement. Post-incident analysis. The ritual had not reached the loading screen phase at the time of MTF Psi 13's intervention. Foundation analysts assess that the ritual was approximately redacted minutes from reaching the loading screen. The anomalous color perceived by entering agents on the computer screen is assessed as a pre-manifestation event, a precursor phenomenon that occurs as the ritual approaches critical threshold. The three agents who were incapacitated by viewing the screen have been treated with Class C amnestics and returned to duty. All three report persistent difficulty with spatial reasoning tasks following treatment. Which Foundation medical staff attribute to residual cognitohazardous exposure rather than amnestic side effects. The three SCPG-36C members in persistent vegetative states are designated SCPG-36C1. SCPG-36C2 and SCPG-36C3 and are housed in site-redacted medical wing. Their condition has not changed in redacted months. Addendum 74194. Incident log 7419 theta THE mirror incident Date. /redacted20redacted. Location. Site redacted, subterranean level 4, locker A examination room. Summary. During a routine, scheduled examination of SCP-G-36-A. Researcher redacted, level 3 clearance. Assigned to SCP-G-36 study for redacted months, noted a reflection in the polished metal surface of the examination table that they described as not matching what was in the room. The researcher reported seeing, in the reflection, a loading screen, the wrong kind, and something on the other side of it that was looking back. The researcher immediately reported the incident to site security and was removed from the examination room. Subsequent investigation found that the examination room contained a small, approximately 8 cm × 5 cm, reflective surface on the back of a cabinet door that had not been identified during the room's initial setup. This surface was removed and destroyed. The researcher was placed under observation per SEP 7. Over the following 72 hours, the researcher's behavior became increasingly consistent with stage 2 SCP-G-36-B exposure. Despite the researcher's insistence that they had not played Pilgrim and had only viewed SCP-G-36-A in physical form, not played the game. The researcher reported hearing the voice on day 4 of observation. Class C amnestics were administered on day 5. The researcher recovered fully and has been reassigned to a different project with no memory of their work on SCP-G-36. Analysis. This incident suggests that SCP-G-36-A may be capable of transmitting SCP-G-36-B effects through indirect visual contact under certain conditions, without requiring the subject to play Pilgrim. The mechanism is unknown. The role of the reflective surface is unclear. It is possible that the reflection created a visual analog to the loading screen imagery that is the primary vector for stage 3 and stage 4 SCP-G-36-B effects. It is also possible that the incident was coincidental and that the researcher had prior unreported exposure to Pilgrim content. This question has not been resolved. The incident led to the addition of the anti-reflective surface requirement to SCP-G-36-A's containment procedures. Addendum 74195, research notes on the nature of THE architect.
The following is an excerpt from a research brief prepared by Foundation senior researcher Dr. Redacted Redacted, Anomalous Cognition Division, and submitted to the SCP-G-36 research team on /redacted20redacted.
I want to be careful about how I frame this, because I'm aware that the conclusions I'm drawing are uncomfortable and that they have significant implications for our containment strategy. We have been treating the architect as a cult fiction, as the invented deity of a particularly dangerous group of true believers. I no longer think that's the correct framing, and I think our containment approach needs to account for the alternative. Consider the following. First, the data density of SCP-G-36-A is physically impossible. We have had 3 separate teams of physicists, computer scientists, and materials scientists examine this disk over the past redacted years. None of them can explain how it holds the data it holds. The most recent analysis, conducted by Dr. Redacted and her team, suggests that the disk's magnetic substrate is behaving in a manner inconsistent with any known physical model, that it may be, in some sense, accessing storage space that is not physically located on the disk itself. Dr. Redacted used the phrase, "The disk is a pointer, not a container." I found this phrase useful. Second, the unidentified language in Pilgrim's audio track. We have thrown every resource we have at this. Redacted linguists over redacted years. The language is not derived from any human language family. It is not a constructed language in any tradition we recognize. And yet it is clearly a language. It has syntax, it has grammar, it has what appears to be semantic content. One of our linguists, before she was reassigned at her own request, told me that the language felt older than language, that it had the quality of something that had been communicating long before there were creatures capable of receiving communication. Third, the effects on stage 4 subjects, the anomalous EEG readings. The statistically significant precognitive performance. These are not effects that a video game, however cleverly designed, should be able to produce. Standard cognitohazardous media can alter cognition. It can implant beliefs, disrupt memory, produce compulsive behavior. It does not, as a rule, alter the fundamental electrophysiology of the brain in measurable, consistent ways, or produce genuine precognitive ability. Something is changing these people at a level that goes beyond psychological manipulation. Fourth, the three subjects in persistent vegetative states following the redacted incident. Their EEG readings are normal, their bodies function, but they are not there. I have sat with all three of them. Whatever constitutes the self in a human being, whatever it is that makes a person, it is absent from those three bodies. Where did it go? My hypothesis, and I want to be clear that this is a hypothesis, not a finding, is that the architect is a real entity. That pilgrim was not created by a human being, but was transmitted by the architect through whatever medium was available in this case. A human intermediary and a floppy disk. That the ritual the players calls the final load screen is a genuine attempt to establish contact between the architect and our physical reality at sufficient scale to produce a measurable incursion. And that the three vegetative subjects are not brain damaged. They are somewhere else. If I'm right, our containment strategy has a significant gap. We are treating SCP-G-36C as the primary threat, a dangerous cult that needs to be suppressed before it can complete a dangerous ritual. But if the architect is real and is actively seeking to communicate with and recruit human subjects, then SCP-G-36C is a symptom, not the disease. Suppressing the players does not address the question of whether the architect has other means of distributing pilgrim or other means of making contact. I have submitted a formal request for an anomalous entity classification review of the architect as a potential separate SCP item. I am told this request is under consideration. In the meantime, I would urge the containment team to consider the following question seriously. If the architect can communicate through a floppy disk, what else can it communicate through?
The Doctor, Redacted, Senior Researcher, Anomalous Cognition Division.
Addendum 74196. Security Alert, Potential Foundation Compromise, Classification. Level 4 SCP-G-36 Research Team and Site Redacted Security Only. Date. Redacted/Redacted 20Redacted. On Redacted/Redacted 20Redacted. Foundation Cybersecurity Assets detected an unauthorized access attempt on the SCP-G-36 document archive. The access attempt was traced to a terminal within Site Redacted itself. The terminal was assigned to Researcher Redacted, who was at the time assigned to SCP-G-36B Ideological Analysis. Researcher Redacted was immediately placed under investigation. During psychological screening, the researcher tested positive for stage 2 SCP-G-36B markers. Despite having no documented exposure to Pilgrim beyond the approved redacted training materials. When questioned, the researcher stated that they had heard the voice for the first time approximately 3 weeks prior to the access attempt and had been in contact with an individual online who they believed was a member of the players. A review of the researcher's personal devices revealed encrypted communications with an individual using the handle Archit 3 CT speaks. The content of these communications is documented in full in security file 7419 Breach 1. Relevant excerpts indicate that Archit 3 CT speaks had specific knowledge of SCP-G-36's containment procedures. The existence of Site Redacted and the designation of MTF-Psi-13. This knowledge could only have been obtained from a Foundation source. The identity of Archit 3 CT speaks has not been established. The communications ceased abruptly on redacted/redacted/redacted, and the account has not been active since. Researcher Redacted was administered Class C amnestics and transferred to a non-anomalous research position at a different site. The researcher has not been informed of the nature of their reassignment. The security breach has prompted a comprehensive review of all personnel assigned to SCP-G-36. As of the date of this report, the review has not identified any additional compromised personnel. However, the possibility that the players has additional embedded assets within the Foundation cannot be excluded. All personnel assigned to SCP-G-36 are reminded that any contact with individuals claiming to represent or have knowledge of the players, Pilgrim or the Architect, is to be reported immediately to Site Redacted Security. Failure to report such contact is grounds for immediate suspension of clearance and full psychological evaluation. The Foundation takes the security of this project with the utmost seriousness. The anomalous properties of SCP-G-36 mean that ideological compromise can occur rapidly and without the subject's awareness. If you believe you may have been exposed to Pilgrim content beyond your authorized training materials, report it. There is no penalty for voluntary disclosure. There is significant risk in silence. Addendum 7419-7, 05 Council Briefing Note, Escalation Assessment. 2. 051 through 0513, from Site Director Redacted, Provisional Site Redacted, Ray. SCP-G-36, Request for Escalation of Object Class to Apollyon, Date. Redacted/Redacted-20-Redacted. This briefing note accompanies a formal request to escalate SCP-G-36's object class from Keter to Apollyon. The basis for this request is as follows. Over the past redacted months, Foundation monitoring has detected a significant increase in SCP-G-36C activity globally. The number of confirmed convergence events, gatherings of 20-plus members, has increased from redacted per year to redacted per year. The number of confirmed Stage 4 subjects has increased from an estimated redacted to an estimated redacted. Spider-7 has detected a redacted percent increase in online discussion of Pilgrim across all monitored platforms, including platforms that did not exist when monitoring began. More significantly, Foundation analysts have identified evidence that the players is preparing for what it calls the Great Rendering, a coordinated, simultaneous attempt to conduct the final load screen ritual at multiple locations around the world. Internal documents recovered from a recently disrupted cell in Redacted suggest that the players believes that simultaneous rituals in multiple locations will amplify the effect sufficiently to guarantee success, even if some sites are interdicted. The planned date for the Great Rendering is redacted/redacted/redacted, approximately redacted months from the date of this briefing. Foundation analysts assess that if the Great Rendering proceeds with more than redacted participants across all sites, the probability of a successful ritual completion at one or more sites exceeds 60%. The consequences of a successful ritual completion remain unknown, but are assessed as potentially civilization-threatening based on the available evidence regarding the nature of THE Architect. I am requesting escalation of SCP-G-36's Object class to Apollyon. Authorization to expand MTF Psi-13 from 12 personnel to a full 50-person task force with dedicated air support. Authorization to brief 3 additional mobile task forces on SCP-G-36 for deployment in a cascade scenario. Authorization to begin pre-positioning Scranton reality anchors at the redacted locations identified as likely ritual sites. Authorization to deploy Class W amnestics via municipal water supply at redacted locations identified as having high concentrations of Stage 2 and Stage 3 subjects. I acknowledge the ethical implications of this request and submit it with full awareness of Foundation policy on non-consensual amnestic treatment of civilian populations. I submit it because I believe the alternative is worse. I am also requesting, separately and on a personal basis, that the O5 Council review Dr. Redacted's proposal to classify the architect as a separate SCP entity and to initiate direct communication attempts. I recognize that this proposal is controversial. I recognize that initiating contact with an entity of unknown nature and power is not without risk. I submit that we may be past the point where avoiding risk is an option. If the architect is real, and the evidence increasingly suggests that it is, then we are not dealing with a cult problem. We are dealing with a first contact problem, and we are running out of time to choose how that contact happens. The O5 Council's response is requested at earliest convenience.
The Site Director Redacted.
O5 Council response. Received redacted/redacted/redacted. Requests 1, 2, 3, and 4 are approved. Request 5 is denied pending further ethical review. Site Director Redacted is authorized to resubmit with additional supporting documentation if the timeline demands it. The proposal regarding direct communication with the architect is tabled pending the outcome of the Great Rendering Interdiction. The O5 Council notes that this question may become moot depending on the outcome of that operation. SCP-G-36's object class is hereby escalated to Keter, Apollyon candidate, pending review. All personnel assigned to SCP-G-36 are to be informed that this project is now the Foundation's highest priority active containment operation.
Secure. Contain, protect.
Document continues. Subsequent addenda restricted to level 5 clearance. Addendum 7419-8. Post-Great Rendering Incident Report, level 5 restricted. Addendum 7419-9. On the nature of the 3 vegetative subjects, new findings, level 5 restricted. Addendum 7419 Omega. Full account of pilgrim-level redacted content, level 5, restricted.
This document was last updated redacted/redacted/20/redacted. For access to restricted addenda, contact Site Director Redacted through secure Foundation channels. If you are reading this document and you have heard a voice that you cannot explain, please report to your site's medical wing immediately. Do not attempt to locate Pilgrim. Do not attempt to contact anyone who claims to know about Pilgrim. Do not look for the loading screen. It will find you on its own if you let it.